Welcome to the Tipsy Tennis Podcast. I am in Newport, Rhode Island at the International Tennis Hall of Fame at a pre-qualifier for the 250. That means that the winner of this event gets a wild card into the qualies of the main draw. I'm sitting here with Petro
Kuzminok.
Kuzminok, let's do that again. I'm here with Petro Kuzminok. We just played a match. He smoked me like, I thought I played pretty well, but he just took me off the court. So now I get to interview you. So, you know, it's a win-win situation,
that's
I guess.
Good, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How do you think the match went? What was going through your mind during that match?
Yeah, so, I mean, as I was talking to you before, like, I'm not, like, overly experienced on the grass, so to kind of, like, start the match off, I wanted to kind of get in my groove a little bit, kind of adjust to the conditions a little bit, just find my rhythm on the ground strokes, and, you know, you said you broke me in the first game. I was still trying to find my way there, but I think I was able to kind of settle in as the match progressed a little bit. And
I'd say more than settling.
Yeah.
Just for the record, the score was, you want to say it?
I won 6-1, 6-2.
So I broke him in the first game and then didn't win another game probably for like, probably 2-0 into the second set. I finally held. I held only twice. And then again at the very end. And even that last one was a bit of a gift. I think it should have been closed out earlier. How do you like playing on grass? How do you feel the game style, how it changes, mm-hmm. any adjustments you made in particular?
Yeah, I think it's pretty unique. It's a lot different than playing on clay or hard court, obviously. As like we see a lot in the pros, like people definitely like serve and volley a lot more, slice a lot more. I'm not like too, I guess, comfortable doing that usually when I play. It's not really like my main game plan when I'm playing. Like, I don't really like to come to net too much, but mm-hmm. I think on grass I'm definitely gonna have to make some adjustments, do a little bit more.
You came to net like once.
Yeah, not too many times. It's pretty effective on the grass. I think I'm gonna try do that a little bit more. And
yeah, the points were super short. I was trying to go to the net, mm-hmm. slicing, trying to throw you off.
No, yeah, it's tough though.
Man, holy shit. I was hitting these serves, and there's at one point I looked at him, like I bombed a serve out wide. You just smack it down the line. I barely get it, and then you close out the point, and I look at this guy, and I'm just like, bro, I cannot hit a better serve than this. Like, that is it. I'm capped. And it's not a bad serve. It's probably like 120 miles an hour.
It's a good serve, yeah.
You didn't give me a single chance to get into the points because even when I was hitting the second serves, forget about it. You stepped in every single time and you hardly missed any of those. But even on the first serve, I was just like always falling back and just like survival mode. You returned like amazing.
Thank you. Really well.
If you could do that tomorrow, like the guy is going to have a really tough time.
Thank you.
How do you feel about your chances for this tournament?
Yeah, I think I'm like the 3 seed in the tournament. There's like two other guys that are like.
You think?
It's like kind of weird because there's like two other guys that are the exact same ETR as me, which is like the seeding was based off of. So mm-hmm. I guess I'm like tied for 3 seed. But yeah, there's some really good people in this tournament. And I'm hoping that I can at least, you know, have like some competitive matches. Like tomorrow, I'm going to play a guy who's like pretty close to my level. He plays at Brown, so he's going to be a really mm-hmm. tough match also. And then I think it's just going to go up from there. So
you play for Rice University, right?
Yeah.
You just finished your freshman year.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about Rice University and like your experience playing on the team.
Yeah.
First year, because this guy is 18, 19?
19. Just turned 19. Yeah.
Just turned 19, man.
Like yesterday. Yeah.
How tall are you?
6'3"-ish, maybe.
Fucking this huge 19-year-old, man. Okay. Let's continue.
Yep. Of course. Yeah, so like Rice is in Houston, and obviously Houston and Texas is going to be a lot different from here. It's like,
I heard of Rice, but I didn't realize. If I knew I was in Texas, I would have been like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's so much different. Like, I went there last summer for like orientation week in August. It was like 105 degrees for like 2 weeks straight. So it's hard to get used to at first. Like, when we were doing like basic drills on the court, I was like so tired every day. it was just so hot. But like as time went on, I think my fitness got a lot better and I got used to it. So, but yeah, like the program's really good. Like there's like a good balance between fitness and like kind of like the coaching style and like playing points. So I think I got a lot better while being over there. And we had a really good season this year. Made NCAAs for like the first time in 7 years. So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
What was the recruitment process like for you?
Yeah, so like as I mentioned before, I didn't really like play too many like ITFs, which is kind of pretty big for recruiting nowadays. So,
especially in these big schools in the
South. Yeah, yeah. So I didn't have like an ITF ranking or whatever, and I like traveled a decent amount for tournaments, but not like too many. Like I think I played like 3 tournaments in the summer that I got recruited in. So like my coaches have pretty good connections, luckily, so they were able to reach out to FA, who's the Rice head coach, and like let him know about me that I'm still like looking for a good school to play for. And when I played national indoors, which was like during Thanksgiving time, I guess 2 years ago, I had a pretty good tournament there. It was like got 5th place, played some really good matches, and the coach liked me and liked how I was playing, so yeah, he recruited me from there. So
solid. So that was like your junior year, senior, beginning of senior year?
It was, yeah, beginning of senior
beginning
year.
Beginning of senior year.
I think it's like a lot later than most people try and commit, but it worked for me, so I guess anything can happen.
How did you start playing tennis?
So my mom like used to play a lot back in Ukraine. I was still like back in Ukraine when I started. And like she obviously liked tennis, so she like got me into it a little bit. There was just like a hitting wall like in Ukraine, and I would like play there a lot, so she saw that I like enjoyed playing tennis, so she kind of started practicing there. And yeah,
so you
started ever since
you started, so you started playing tennis against the wall, and then your mom did your mom like coach you at all, or he just threw you into like some programs?
Yeah, she just kind of put me in like a program. There's I think Ukraine's actually pretty good at like coaching tennis and stuff, so there's like a good academy that my mom was able to introduced me to, so I just kind of started playing there.
Yeah, there's a ton of, I mean, on the men's side, I know Stakovsky, him and his brother. I think his brother played for Penn State. I can't name it. Oh, Dolgopolov.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, Dolgopolov.
And then, but they have a bunch of Ukrainian players. Yeah. Ukrainian players. Women players.
Yeah, women's Ukrainian tennis is really good right now.
It's huge.
Yeah, they're playing really well.
What would you say is like what would you say is the culture, like the tennis culture like in Ukraine? Or are you so like kind of like this is your childhood?
I think it was like a pretty long time ago, but I mean, I'm not too sure, but I think it's kind of like there's a lot of like common Ukrainian values that a lot of us have, just kind of like working hard and like being like pretty determined, pretty like stoic, which is I think I'm like most of those things, I hope, at least. So I think, yeah, it's kind of like...
I got you to crack a few smiles during
the
match.
Yeah.
I forgot what I said. I was like, I think you finally missed a return in the second set. I'm like, bro, you finally missed a return.
Yeah.
And then you gave me a gift, and I'm like, yes, my UTR just went 0.1 up.
Yeah, I try to, like, stay pretty calm on the court, because then, like, if I'm, like, too energetic, I feel like I can get, like, nervous a lot. Like, in college, there's, like, a lot of energy, so, like, sometimes I get pretty nervous, so...
Definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of my style.
What, is there any player that you look up to?
I mean, I love Federer. I'm so sad he's gone. Like the way he played, he was just so smooth, so effortless. Like he was a beast on the grass. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I think people, like a lot of people say my game is like pretty, I guess, smooth also. Like it kind of seems a little bit effortless, but obviously nothing near Federer. So I try to be a little bit like him. Maybe if I had a one-hander.
I'm on that boat. Of effortless.
Yeah.
Was it hard for you? Did you feel like you were getting pushed around at all?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm still, like, trying to, like, figure out how to, like, move well on the grass, but when you were, like, making me move around, I was, like, kind of confused on, like, how I wanted to, like, approach the shot. Like, I don't know if I want to, like, try and hit it, try and slice it. Like, yeah, it was a bit difficult trying to figure that out, but.
Did you watch Federer's Dartmouth speech?
Yeah, some of it. I watched, like, some of the little important sound bites, but not the full thing, but from what it, like, it sounded like he was saying some.
It was really good.
Yeah,
it's like 20, 25 minutes long.
Yeah.
Definitely leaned into his, tennis accolades.
Yeah.
And they gave him a doctorate degree as well.
Dr. Roger.
Do you play ping pong?
A little bit. At Rice, there's, like, a lot of ping pong tables and stuff, so... There's a lot more opportunities there to play ping pong. My tennis teammates are all like pretty good, probably better than me. So, yeah. It's fun there.
If you could play doubles with one player, and it can't be Federer, it needs to be like non-retired.
Okay.
Who would you play with?
I mean, my second favorite right now is probably Alcaraz.
Alcaraz?
Yeah, he's so entertaining to watch. Like, he's making all these crazy shots, like, running all over the place. He's, like, so energetic on the court, and he's always, like, having fun, always smiling, so.
What are your tennis plans after you graduate college?
I'm not sure. I mean, like, a lot of people just kind of, like, stop playing, like, competitively, just start, like, playing once in a while for fun, like, when they get settled into their, like, new jobs or whatever they're doing. I think depending on how I do in college, like maybe if I like improve a ton and I'm able to like play some like pro tournaments just to like see how it goes, like see how it is, I'll probably try and do that. But yeah, I think in the future I'll definitely want to keep playing tennis just for fun once in a while, or you know, see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you rather play with? Soggy tennis ball,
mm-hmm,
or a soggy pair of sneakers?
I mean, I think you can deal with a soggy pair of sneakers. Like, it might feel pretty bad, but at least you'll be able to, like, feel
better
how you're hitting
drenched.
The ball. Drenched, yeah. I think if you're playing with a drenched tennis ball, it's going to be, like, so heavy. Like, it's going to be impossible to control how you're hitting it, pretty much. So, I think, like, maybe if I'm not moving as well, like, I think that's better than not being able to, like, feel the ball as well. I'm not, like, too big on movement anyway. Like, that's how, like, I play. So, I think it'll, yeah.
Okay.
It'll suit me better.
If you had to play with a soggy
tennis ball, yeah.
You had to play with a soggy tennis ball, what would your choice of liquid be?
I think just water. I mean, I don't
just
think.
Water?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else that would.
Hydrogen peroxide.
I'd go with something thinner, something that weighs less.
Well, yeah, you know? I don't know. I'm not like a chemist or anything. I don't know what the liquids are.
These
but.
Are the questions you need to.
Yeah, I know. I need to be considering this.
I would use the tears of my opponent.
Go.
I think that's a good one.
That's good, yeah.
See, these are the kind of questions you got to be asking, man, all right? Let's see, what else we got here? Would you rather play with, what are the things in the racket called? The strings, what are they called?
Strings.
They're just called strings? Yes. Okay, they're just called strings, like guitar strings. Okay, great. For strings, for racket strings, right? Mm-hmm. Would you rather play with hard spaghetti or boiled spaghetti?
Okay, hard spaghetti. I think the boiled spaghetti's gonna like, the hard spaghetti's probably gonna break too, but the boiled spaghetti's just gonna like go right through your racket pretty much, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hope that the hard spaghetti can at least like survive a shot or two.
You have a choice of spaghetti you choose, or any preference?
No, not really. I don't know.
I'd go with like maybe lasagna.
Yeah, lasagna's pretty thick.
I don't know
yeah.
how you're gonna get it on this racket. But I think you could also layer it.
Right, you could layer it.
You could layer it.
That's true.
Lasagna.
Yeah.
You could layer it.
But yeah. If you could drill a hole into the bottom of your racket,
mm-hmm.
the handle,
yeah,
right, and fill it up with any snack to eat on, to snack on, mid-match, what snack would it be?
I like fruit snacks, honestly, I think. I'm pretty big on sugar, and yeah, I think something like that during a match to kind of keep the blood sugar up would be pretty good.
We talking like Welch's grapefruit?
Yeah, I like Welch's.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like those.
Fruit roll-ups?
Maybe, yeah, if they fit in there, yeah.
Gushers?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much like any candy.
Respectable man.
Yeah, I like...
Good taste.
I don't really have the best diet. I like candy, so any of those would work for me, yeah.
I think that's all for me, but you should think about you.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That was pretty good. If you could slap one tennis player on tour, who would it be?
I mean, if I'm ever famous in the future, it's probably isn't the best look. who don't I like right now? I think a lot of people aren't liking Mute right now. He's been doing some questionable things on court. Not really trying at times, not really. Yeah, I think Mute. He seems like a bit of a interesting guy.
Was a good one, Mute. He's kind of a prick.
Yeah, I don't know. He does some questionable things on the court.
Okay, so I invented this new sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's called tennis boxing.
Uh-huh.
It's a combination of tennis and boxing, where you play one set, and instead of a 90-second changeover, you got to box the guy for 90 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Who would you challenge? There's got to be a guy.
Like on the ATP? Yeah.
Who do you think you could take in a tennis boxing match? And you either win by winning the set or by knocking out the guy.
Okay. Like on the ATP?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm probably not beating any of them at tennis, so they have to go for the other one. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, like, the only guy that comes to my mind is, like, Schwartzman, just because I feel like I'll have a big, like, reach advantage. I think it's pretty big in boxing, so I think I have a lot longer arms, so I'll be able to do a lot more.
So you're going under your weight class. What about somebody who's about your weight class?
Okay.
Like, let's say 6 feet, at least 6 feet.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I might be screwed against pretty much everyone.
I got my answer. I want to hear you first.
I think just someone skinny, but I don't know. I can't think of anyone right now.
What about a small kid who doesn't know how to fight?
Okay. I think I know who that one is, yeah. I mean, he's pretty skinny, yeah. I think that's a good answer. Yeah, I'll take Tootsie Pass. I like that answer.
Small kid who doesn't know how to fight.
I mean, yeah.
For me, there's no other answer.
Yeah, Medvedev's always right.
All right, well, on that note, thank you for kicking my ass and sending me home early. I get to film tomorrow. I don't have to worry about playing a match.
That's good.
So I'll be back. Good luck in your next round. Do you know who you're playing yet?
I'm playing a guy, Alex Finkelstein. I think I mentioned him. He goes to Brown.
Yeah. And how are you going to prepare for that match? Is there anything you do? Like, you know, you wake up and then what is the day look? And also today, are you going to stretch?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stretch a bit. I think on the grass, it's like, at times it's a lot more physical on the legs. Like you have to stay a lot lower. So you can like get pretty sore on the legs at times. So I think I'm going to try and stretch out today. Definitely like try to get moving early in the morning tomorrow. The guy I'm going to play, he's pretty big on, like, he hits pretty hard. I think he's serving volleys a lot, has a pretty good serve. So I think, like, when I'm warming up and I'm trying, like, maybe tell the guy I'm warming up to kind of, like, imitate that a little bit so I, like, at least know what to expect, like, how it feels like being under pressure all the time. So, yeah, I think that's about it. And besides that, just kind of try and play my game, try to do what I do.
Listen, if you need me to kick somebody in the shins, I will. All right?
I appreciate it.
Good luck in your next round.
Thank you so much.
And on the count of three, we're going to say stay tipsy.
Okay.
Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Stay tipsy. Stay soggy.
Awesome. Of course, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.